This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This Knicks game was just insane. And when you think about memories in the playoffs, I remember the Allen Houston shot against the Miami Heat, game five in the first round. Obviously, the LJ four-point play. We talked so much about that yesterday. But the people that were in that building last night, they're never forgetting that. That was as good as it gets. And I don't want to hear about any foul calls that were missed, all the bitching that the Sixers were doing. That was an all-time win by the Knicks. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
You know, I'm doing great, G. And here's the great thing about being 63 years old. I can remember games just like this when Walt Frazier was running the team back in the late 60s and the early 70s. Now, there was no three-point line, obviously, so he would have to manufacture a steal, get into the lane like Jalen Brunson does, jump up, fake use jumping, have the defender jump, and he would jump into him, and he would throw it into the basket, and somehow he'd come out with a three-point play, then steal the ball next, hit another one, and then get fouled, and then hit two foul shots, and everybody would go home. So I immediately thought back to those great Red Holtzman teams who would do what the Knicks did last night. And, you know, this is why, and, you know, it doesn't happen very often. But when it does happen, it is incredible. It is amazing. And watching, like, Hartenstein basically come down with a rebound, throw it to
Ananobi.
Ananobi, then Ananobi throw it to DiVincenzo.
Who just bricked the 3 5 seconds earlier.
I mean, but that's championship DNA.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, like, they didn't play great last night. Obviously, did not get off to a great start. And Jalen, I thought, started as the game got on, got more into it. And was better and better and better. He only plays 8 guys. You know, by the way, the Sixers are only playing 8 guys. These guys are playing balls to the wall. This is like NBA basketball at its finest, with the intensity, with the defense, with the guys diving all over the place. And I would just say this, you know, as a Knicks fan and as somebody who has bitched about the referees for I don't know how many years I've been on this radio show. When it goes against a New York team, or there's a blown call in the Super Bowl, or whatever it may be, if I'm the 76ers, I mean, I do have a claim. I mean, like, the Knicks got almost every call last night, which was great. I'm happy about that, and they made the most of it. Even when they're not at their best, they're able to win these games, which tells you more about the team and who they are and their character and how they go about their business. And but if you watch Josh Hart during the whole game,
yeah, didn't come off the floor.
I don't know where he finds the energy in the fourth quarter. I mean, he is crashing the boards. His head is above the rim. He's tipping balls. He's diving on the floor. I mean, again, you know, the three Villanova guys. I mean, that says a lot about Jay Wright. Says a lot about their championship teams. I mean, and they come through big. And yeah, I think I was reading something yesterday that. The Knicks don't have a first-round draft choice, you know, on the floor.
Well, I think I don't think that's totally true, because I think DiVincenzo was drafted number 16 overall, and that is the highest out of everybody that they have, which is incredible and tells you a lot about these guys' personalities. But This series is over. Joel Embiid is right. Like, the series is over. It's just that the Knicks are going to win it, because the way that the 76ers reacted after this game, after blowing it, just shows me that they are losers. They are absolute loser mentality. Nick Nurse saying, I was trying to call a timeout, but I guess, you know, they're not paying attention to me. I went back and watched the tape. No, it's that you were not doing it properly. First of all, your hands were over your head. And then when you were trying to call a timeout, Maxey didn't even have the ball. So that was nonsense. Embiid guaranteeing that they're going to come back and win the series, and then complaining about the no fouls. I mean, they blew that game. I mean, they were up and in control of that game for a majority of the first half. It felt like they were up 9 for the entire first half. The Knicks cut it down, and then, you know, they storm back after the Knicks are up 8 in the fourth quarter, and had right at their fingertips after that Maxey 3 that was crazy. It was a Steph Curry-like 3. And I thought the game was over at that point, and they choked. And that they choked. That's the bottom line, and the Knicks took it from them. They opened the door with a little choking, and the Knicks came right through and won the game. I don't want to hear about the no timeouts, the fouls, none of that. The Knicks are a better team. They're more resilient. They're not excuse-making, which is everything that the Sixers were last night.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.